Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Will Stevenson.
It's 8:18 at WGIL. Good morning. Our second hour of Galesburg Live is on the air. I'm Will Stevenson. Glad to be with you live at Walmart, where we are well into our second day of the Boatload of Toys Toy Drive for Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center. My perspective of what we had collected, I thought was kind of on par with what we had at this time last year, but Linda Hallwater is convincing with Walmart, as you can hear her jingling, by the way, which if you have jingling like that, you might want to see a doctor. But I digress. Thank you very much. But Mayor Pritchard, thank you, sir. He held up to his promise. See, mayors hold up to promises like Mayor Pritchard, that's for sure. But we are still collecting new unwrapped toys for Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center till tomorrow night at 5. What I was saying was that my perspective was that we were pretty well on par with where we were this time last year. But from a picture Linda was just showing me, I think we may have already collected just as much as we did last year. So we may be doing even more spectacularly than I thought. And we have you to thank for that. But that means there's still a lot of help that we can give to Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center. And again, we're here around the clock till tomorrow night at 5. And speaking of people who work around the clock, Knox County Clerk Scott Erickson is one of those, and he joins me this hour. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Will. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for coming. You really do work around the clock, don't you?
It seems like it. There's only 27 hours in the day, and I think I work 26 of them. So.
Oh, attaboy. Nice to see you get 27 minutes of sleep a night. That's very... That's really all one needs, right?
Yeah, and that includes eating, too. So,
wow, that's really, you can pull something off there if you're able to eat and sleep at the same time. That's impressive.
Yeah, I was working on this new Olympic event, sleeping, eating. We're still trying to work out all the details.
I know. God love you for it. But thanks for coming out this morning. How are things in your world at the courthouse these days?
Oh, it's always fun. There's never a dull moment at the courthouse, so we're... gearing up for a very busy 2020 and just trying to slide through to start. Our fiscal year started December 1, so it was the craziness of finishing a budget, wrapping a budget up, and then starting new. And just like, it seemed like we run until the first of the year, and now we'll be running until probably April or May.
Now, so the city's fiscal year starts in January. Can't we do something about that so that everything's in sync, so everything's all hunky-dory across the entire county?
Why would you want anything in sync? I mean,
that's right. This is government we're talking about.
This is government work. No. We can't have everything the same. No,
I understand.
Can't do that.
I hadn't really given you much of an idea of what I wanted to talk about here.
But that's okay. That's why we love coming on the air with you.
Well, I appreciate that. Although I was joking with Mayor Pritchard that I actually wrote some things down and we didn't get to all of them. But we'll make it work.
I'm not sure I can answer much of Mayor Pritchard's questions. I mean, I can wing it, but...
You use his facilities for your county board meetings every month. Now,
yes,
you should be able to figure things out, right?
It's a beautiful facility. We truly appreciate the opportunity to use that. It's been great for us.
Yeah, how long have you been doing that now?
Just this past year? Yeah, just this past year is when we first started doing that, and it's worked out great for us, and a lot better for our constituents. We're able to actually see the faces of all of our board members. Before, when we were at the courthouse, you had half our board members had their backs to the audience, so it was kind of a little rude and stuff, so now it works out better.
I think sometimes you don't really want to see them when they're saying things you're not necessarily in agreement with, right?
But now you can see them. We can the audio's so much better. We can actually hear. It works out great.
Yeah, well, as a member of the media, having to try to get county board members to say things into a microphone at the courthouse was easier said than done most of the time, especially when a current county board member, whose name I'm not going to ever put on the air, once threatened to pulverize my audio recorder.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you who, but...
Those are expensive audio recorders. I've looked at prices for that.
The best for me. Ma'am, thank you very much.
Good to see you.
Just had another nice donation to our boatload of toys.
And a Knox County Treasurer's Office employee.
Name dropper.
We're throwing the gauntlet out there for the county employees.
You know, you have different political parties in charge of different offices and in the county, but you really all end up working together pretty well most of the time, don't you?
Most of the time, yeah, absolutely. We at the county level, we've had discussions about this a lot. The county level, politics and parties don't necessarily mean as much as they do at the at the federal levels and things. We just get elected to do a job for our constituents, and it shouldn't matter if it's an R or a D, an L, M, N, O, P behind it. It should be we're going to do what we can best for our constituents and our citizens.
And so. I think these days we have parties that go through LMNOP.
And unfortunately they do, We have to put them all on the stinking ballot, too. So.
Are you complaining about having to do the job of a fine elected official such as yourself,
no,
Scott?
No, not at all.
Sometimes. I think I heard a little bit of dissension there.
No, I love my job.
Here you go. Well, let me take a break here, and we'll kind of get into more detail about things going on in your office and in county government after that here. We are talking with Knox County Clerk Scott Erickson, although I feel like the caffeine I've been drinking all morning is finally kicking in. So that should make the rest of the hour go quickly. Live at Walmart in Galesburg for our boatload of toys toy drive. We do thank you for your help and support of the children affected by and helped by Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center. And more help, though, is still very much needed. And more conversation with Knox County Clerk Scott Erickson when we come back. It's 8:26 at WGIL. This is Galesburg Live at Walmart in Galesburg for our boatload of toys toy drive. I'm Will Stevenson, glad to be with you this morning, and glad that you are helping Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center this morning. And through Sunday night at 5, we'll be here. We started at 5 a.m. yesterday, and we are doing very, very well. I tell you, Knox County Clerk Scott Erickson, if you don't get into the Christmas spirit after seeing all of this generosity, I frankly can't help you.
I know. It's a jingle, jolly, fun-filled day out here. I mean, how can you be sitting with a boatload of toys and not be in the Christmas spirit?
I'll ask you the same thing I asked Mayor Pritchard earlier. And congratulations, by the way, on being a relatively new grandfather.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Does seeing these toys make you nervous for the future here?
It hurts my pocket where my wallet sits.
I knew that.
Having to adjust
your seat a little more.
Yeah. No, but Christmas is always fun. We always enjoy seeing the hustle and the bustle and the toys and things. So this is a great time of year.
It's going to be probably, I imagine, a pretty awesome time, especially for you this year now that you're a new grandparent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be fun. Whole new perspective on things.
That's great. And again, congratulations to you and your family
Thank
on
you.
That.
Thank
I
you.
Trust the little one's doing well.
Doing well, yep. Got to see her last night, and she likes Grandpa a lot.
Who doesn't?
We almost had the same hairstyle, so.
That's right down to the gray, I see.
Yeah.
That's much better. I was a little worried. I realize there's genetics involved there a little bit, but come on now.
No.
There you go. But hopefully, I'm glad everything's well and she's healthy. And,
absolutely.
And I hear she's putting in hours at the courthouse already.
We're working on getting her schedule in, yep. And she's visited once before. And
nameplate, desk, chair, everything like that.
You know what? You go big or you go home is what he always says.
There you go. I'll talk more about some of the other operations of the courthouse here as we go along here, but we tend to talk quite a bit around election time, and gosh, we were just talking off the air about how quickly this calendar year has gone, and I say that only because it's been a whole 8 months or 9 months since we've actually had to deal with an election around here. Gosh, just when you get used to the possibility of not having one, then you have one again.
Oh, yeah. It just it always sneaks up on us. And it just like we were working election calendars and things. And next year when we get into the big election, we'll end up running two calendars
at the end
of the year because the 2021 election will be coming up. And they'll be circulating things as we're getting ready to wrap up for the general election. So there's never a dull moment in the courthouse.
The reporter in me is stressed out already thinking about it.
Yeah.
But so you got through the petition period pretty well. And do you ever run into problems when you get to that first stage where people are taking out petitions and gathering signatures and things like that? I hear, well, obviously, in maybe perhaps much bigger cities in Illinois, that there are always times where signatures on petitions are called into question. Do you run into that a lot during this period?
You get it every once in a while. It depends on the race and different things, but we get a lot of questions up front when they're interested in running for these positions. They'll come in, we'll talk to them, here's what kind of these things do, and watching Kevin Home Alone sliding down the front yard in his sled.
I just turned my head for a second because I heard something, and it was, Home Alone is on a continuous loop here on a TV monitor right next to our broadcast spot here. And, as Scott just said, I heard Kevin McAllister was sliding down sliding down the stairs in a toboggan.
It's, yeah, but I'm thinking there's a film flaw. I got to be involved because those stairs wouldn't be lined up directly with the door frame. So you'd had to have made some kind of a left-hand turn, like a magic bullet angle to get out the door. And
That's why they call it movie magic.
Oh, okay. See, I got confused. I'm going to have to watch it again and try to catch how they did that.
But yeah, you were saying every once in a while you get problems with signatures during the petition phase.
You get a lot of questions and stuff. People ask about what's involved with the job, how do we go about this stuff. So we get them a lot on the front end when they're thinking about doing it. And then sometimes they realize, you know what, hey, this isn't necessarily what I wanted to do. But once we get them circulating and moving along, things go fairly well. We're pretty lucky.
Does the petition phase of an election, does that ever deter people from running? Like they come in, they find out about the process, they find out they have to get all these petitions, and all of a sudden they say, you know, this isn't worth it.
Not necessarily. Yeah. For the party candidates, it's not too bad because the threshold for signatures isn't as high as it is for a true independent candidate. So that's where we're seeing a trend now is people aren't necessarily affiliating with one party or the other. They're more of calling themselves independents. Well, there's truly an independent party in the state of Illinois that has a signature requirement thing. So you come in, I want to be an independent. Okay, well, it's going to be 1,000-some signatures. I go, oh, wait a minute.
I've got to be a Republican now.
I'm going to rethink that option and stuff. But,
does party affiliation deter people more now than maybe it used to?
I don't know necessarily. There's jobs that have to be done, and we were talking off the air, sometimes at the lower levels in the county and city municipal government things, party affiliation doesn't necessarily mean as much as it does. We get to the higher levels of office at the state and federal levels. It has a little more to do. We're out looking to we were elected to do a job, whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent,
LMNOP,
whatever letter you've got behind your name that you affiliate with, we are there to serve you, and it doesn't matter whether you voted for us or not. We're still there to do a job for you, so we're going to go ahead and do the best we can to help you and get your issue taken care of.
All right, so suffice it to say the petition phase went pretty well, and I guess technically we're on to a primary, but it didn't sound like we had much in the way of contention in that regard, or competition, if you will.
Not at the county level. Primary at the county level will be fairly quiet. Now, top of the ticket, the federal side of things, that'll be a whole different story.
Yeah. But, I imagine
it's not presidential politics if there's not something crazy going on.
Did I mention that I'm getting stressed out just thinking about this stuff? But I'm a part of the dishonest media, so I'm going to get stressed out anyway.
Yeah. But if it's fake news, so you can just make up what you want, right?
You're right. So I've already projected Scott Erickson, the winner of the next election that he runs in. So you heard it here first. If I'm disseminating fake news, I might as well just put you in office for a couple more terms.
I'm liking that. I need that. So I appreciate that, Will. Thank you.
I haven't used the word projection enough this year, so I've got to get my quota in before next year's elections.
Well, I'll project that I think with the toy count we've got here that we can actually make it above the top of the sign before the end of the
year. You think so?
I'm projecting that they'll be close to the top of the sign.
We're not going to cause a landslide or a serious spillage here once we get to that point, are we?
We're going to have some math involved to get the angles right for the geometry and
You've
things.
You've worked into math into this. I don't need math.
That's why I'm clerking, not the treasurer. I have to do those.
Well, you have to do enough math.
I mean, I got a lot of math.
If you ever had to count those votes by hand, man, you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah. No. That is not a fun thing.
No, I imagine it's not.
The horror stories from other counties about those. And he's like, well, we'll live vicariously through you. You can keep it. We'll keep our own.
Keep thinking of my time in Sangamon County. That's all I'm saying.
Poor Don Gray.
I know.
My buddy down there, he's on Facebook all over the place. He's got his own little Facebook logos and everything.
I keep telling you, I'm surprised you didn't develop a selfie ballot selfie station like he did in the last couple of elections.
I try to talk to some vendors about the silhouettes with your face and my face, like the Abraham Lincoln silhouette.
Like one of those cutouts you stick your head in?
Yeah. Something like that.
Oh, there you go.
Something we could do.
I like that idea.
There was some marketing and some licensure issues, so we just kind of had to let it go.
And you know what? You can leave that stuff to Sangamon County. We don't need that fancy schmancy election stuff here.
We're old school. We go right down. We just get the job done. We don't need all the flash and bang.
By the way, if you've ever needed indication that Springfield is just that much better than the rest of us, Don Gray's office, the Sangamon County clerk, is not in the Sangamon County courthouse, not in the Sangamon County jail. It is in the Sangamon County complex.
Yes.
It's like they have the halls of justice in Springfield or something.
Oh, yeah, all the banks and elevators, and you got to go through, I think, 14 levels of security. You have to give a blood sample.
Yeah.
And,
it's
crazy.
Springfield City Hall, by the way, is also the municipal center. So, you know, if you again, just to prove that Springfield is better than you, trust me on that. It's 8:35. We're talking. I swear I thought I was going to talk about an issue here or something with Knox County Clerk Scott Erickson. Gosh, maybe we'll get to that after we take a break here. We
Sounds
are live.
Good.
Maybe.
Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Will Stevenson.
It is 8:40 at WGIL. Galesburg Live is live today at the Walmart Supercenter, where we are collecting a boatload of toys for Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center. It's been a little light, I would say, this morning, but we are still doing spectacularly. I mentioned a couple of times, and right after we got done with Galesburg's Evening News from here last night, that the McClellan Fire Department came and donated $1,000 worth of toys and other items. Knox County Clerk Scott Erickson for this
that's awesome.
For this drive. They said it was double what they gave last year. So
Excellent.
How cool is that?
Very cool. Very cool.
You know some folks in Knoxville that could help us out, couldn't
you? I know some people on the Knoxville Volunteer Fire Department, my son included.
You do.
Yeah.
And just to prove that you're never truly retired from politics or government service, former state representative Don Moffitt is on that board.
The honorable trustee of the fire district, Don Moffitt.
Yeah, so absolutely. Between all those people, we know people that I didn't realize you had a kid as a firefighter.
Yeah, my son's studying to be a firefighter. He's been a
Good
volunteer firefighter for a couple of years now, and his goal is to go professional, or not professional, but career.
Take his talents to South Beach.
You have his own TV show. Knoxville Fire or something.
Ooh, that would be great. We can put it on Channel 7 here.
Heck yeah. I'm thinking we might have our own, we start our own network, the Will W or something. I don't know. I mean,
wow, that went downhill pretty quickly there. This is Knox County Clerk Scott Erickson, and I'm Will Stevenson, and I thank you for joining us today, and I thank you for helping Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center. We'll be here till tomorrow night at 5 collecting new unwrapped toys, and as I mentioned at the top of the hour, Scott, I didn't realize that this was pretty much as close as we got to a full haul last year by the end of the day, and we still have got a lot of time to go.
That's awesome. I think there's definitely room to add some stuff to the boat, and when we get off the air, I'm going to be making my swing through, and we'll add to the pile.
As I said to the as I kind of asked the same thing to the mayor, can I quote you on that?
That could be a direct quote, yes.
Very good. Well, and we thank you for that as well. That'll give you practice for when you're buying for grandkids.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's always fun to buy. It's always fun. It's not fun to pay the credit card bill at the end, but it all balances out in the end.
You know, and overall, though, I think that that really kind of, for a community that I think I probably maybe more so than you or anybody or a lot of us in the media hear from people that tend to be pretty negative about things happening and or in some views not happening in Galesburg and in Knox County. When push comes to shove, we do sure have a lot of darn fine people that are willing to give to this and really all the other causes like you do every year.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's a great community. I'm proud to say that I'm from Knox County. It's a great thing. The people are wonderful. I mean, there's a need. They see a problem. Everyone steps up and helps out.
We talk every year at the Knox County Fair. You spend a lot of time on that fair board and that week of the fair, man. You are busier than and the whole board is really busier than any group of people I see.
Oh yeah, I'm still nursing a pulled hamstring, I think, from the last time I jumped off the golf cart trying to make sure I made it in time to talk to you on the radio. So
thanks for that. I didn't mean to cause you personal injury.
That's the extent of the I'll go to be able to get airtime with Will. I mean,
you know, can you? We're gonna need a donation of some hip waiters here
Will and Scott show.
Scott's finally done with being Knox County Clerk, he's going to be the next host of Galesburg's Evening News, I think.
No. Co-host. I could do a co-host gig.
No, I'm retiring if you're coming in, man. I don't know how much longer I could do that. But anyway, talk a little bit about, I mean, like I mentioned, you're on the fair board, but yep. you're involved in a lot of different other organizations outside of spending a lot of time in the courthouse, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've got to be involved in the community, and that's what I'm blessed to be able to be a public servant, and we take that kind of to heart, going out and doing what we can to help. When my kids were little, we volunteer coached in baseball and basketball and volleyball clinics and band boosters. We were just Thursday night. My wife and I were popping popcorn at the Knoxville High School girls basketball game for the band boosters. They didn't have someone to pop. So,
gosh, how is it that people keep letting you around food service equipment?
I don't know. It's just I must. They tell me I have a face for radio. I must have a belly for food service.
I have a face for radio. That's for sure. You're popping popcorn and you're making donuts on the side now of things.
Yeah, we have fun. I'm very blessed to have some friends, Brian and Becky Frederick, that they've got all kinds of neat toys that we get to play with, and from the donut making machine. We did a Christmas at the courthouse for the Christmas banquet. We cooked up 67 dozen donuts.
Oh my Lord!
I still wake up in the middle of the night smelling grease.
My blood glucose level is going up just thinking about it.
Oh yeah, cinnamon sugar. Oh, it was
you still my heart.
Thing. I know it was great.
I have a few friends that work in the courthouse, and one of them was telling me about that day, and I almost put in my immediate resignation and came to work at the courthouse that day.
Could have done a remote.
Why didn't you suggest
that's
that?
That's what we'll do next time. We'll ring in the donut machine. I'll let you know. We'll do a remote location a deal.
I've always wanted to do a remote from a donut-making operation. That's really going to be the penultimate moment in my career.
Better in the basement of the courthouse.
Oh,
so, I mean,
so
that's like the creme de la creme.
Did you get all the asbestos out of there, Scott? Is that safe to be doing work in the basement of the courthouse these days?
Yes, the radon is gone. Yeah,
I guess on a serious note, I guess now that I'm thinking about it, that's been the sort of thing in the courthouse here the last couple of years that I know that the county's tried really hard to mitigate, but it seems, I don't want to say it seems like you find, you fix one problem and another pops up there, but has that been kind of the way it's gone the last couple of years in the courthouse?
Absolutely. The county has had to defer repairs and things for years because we just didn't have the funds, and then now it's got to the point where there's no other option. So we've been spending these last few years working on trying to get things caught up. They've done tuck pointing. They've done some cleanup. They did tore up all the sidewalks there a year or so ago to redo all the gutter work.
By and large, does that go through your office in some form or fashion?
Most all the bids and everything come through my office.
That's what I thought.
I get to do the bid openings. I just did a couple bid openings this week for the nursing home, and had my whole front of my office full of contractors and stuff. And one guy's like, "We're doing this here." It's like, if you want to build me a courtroom, you build me a conference room, I'll be happy to do it there. But without that, we're doing it on my front counter.
Yeah, and that's probably, we were kidding earlier about Sangamon County and how that's a complex and not just a courthouse. But that's probably, I guess, in a perfect world, a kind of an example of, what you'd like to see in a courthouse or a county facility.
Oh, yeah.
And that that people have tried to suggest over the years to almost no avail.
It's been, there's definite strong sentiments about the historic preservation of the courthouse, and it's a beautiful building.
Mm-hmm.
It was just never designed to work with the modern technology. Our wireless internet routers can't go through 3-foot-thick cement and brick walls. It kind of defers and slows stuff down. So, it's a beautiful building. We love it. But with modern technologies and things, it makes it a little more challenging to string network cable when you've got to drill through a 3-foot wall. And
is it safe to say, though, those problems aside, that things in the courthouse are maybe in at least a little bit better shape than maybe they
absolutely
used to be?
Absolutely. We're definitely on the upswing. The radon's gone out of the basement. We're able to do a lot more things now. And there's still projects in the hopper to go, but it's just what can we afford to do and when can we afford to do it?
I say a radon is not a normal ingredient in donuts, so it's
good
to know that you've replaced the radon with the smell of freshly baked goods.
Oh, yes. The donut smell was so much better. We were right by the elevator, so the smell went right up the elevator shaft. So all three floors would come down and say, "We smelled your donuts." It's like, yeah.
I tell you, since I've spent less time doing news full-time and more time on the air and doing other operations in the station, I just don't spend the time in the courthouse like I used to. And, you know, all of a sudden I'm starting to miss it. Gosh.
You can come back anytime. We'll be happy to have you come in. We can do a weekly update.
Oh, Lord.
Live from the county clerk's front office. We can.
Hey, do not tempt me, because if somebody within my organization hears that, it may end up happening and you are going to regret it, sir.
We could do like an internet blog. We could do like Facebook Live stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
We could come up with our own theme song. And
What sorts of other things are kind of being looked at this time for the courthouse?
For the courthouse, the next phase up, they're looking at doing the plumbing and electrical. Half the electrical in the courthouse is grounded and wired properly. The other half is not necessarily so.
Oh, geez.
So if you plug something into one of the outlets and it blows a breaker, it could take us a little while to find where that breaker's at to fix it. So they're looking at doing a complete renovation with
that. Probably a sign of how you had to deal with things over the years, right? You know, you add on and you maybe don't always do it, I guess, and maybe in the best or most practical manner, you just maybe sometimes do it to get it done and not think about the consequences.
Oh, yeah, and you're building for the now instead of for the future sometimes, and we can get this to get done now, but if we'd spend a little more and made it good for another 10, 15 years. But I was like, money is the driving factor behind that, and sometimes we can only afford to do certain things. So it makes it tough, but we're making progress.
I need to take one final break here, and I'm probably not going to get to everything we could talk about here, but that's because I got distracted by radon-infested donuts at the Knox County Courthouse.
Hey, there you go. You're like, I can stick around for another hour if you need me to.
No, I don't need you to stick around for another. Well, we've got to get to Silver Streaks basketball later this morning.
I don't want to do play-by-play. I'll let the professionals do that.
Yeah, you're a Blue Bullets fan, so they might boo you out of the gym if we let you into there.
Oh, no. But Lombard Zephyrs and the last Lombard Churchill game this past week.
Were you there?
Oh, absolutely.
Were you really?
Absolutely.
What was that environment like?
It was exciting, as they always are, but sad, too. They knew that it was the end of an era. And
it's one of those things where you hate to see things like that go, but on the other hand, you know, in terms of the school district and its operations,
right.
Unfortunately, you can sometimes have to do things that are not necessarily popular like
right,
that.
Right, absolutely. It was tough, because I remember growing up. I mean, I grew up, Dad coaching basketball over at Lombard. Christmas breaks, we'd bring our Christmas toys into the gym for the practices right after Christmas.
No kidding.
And we'd be riding pushing our fire trucks and stuff around in the gym floor while the guys were doing layups and free throws and things. So
that's just what you need, marking up the floor with your Christmas toys when the kids are trying to play basketball. Nice job, Scott.
Oh, well, it was a simpler time back then.
I know. Was that is that the Zephyr in the days of the Zephyr Dome?
Back in the Zephyr Dome, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
We used to play up on the track that was above, the running track that was up above the gym floor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Set up our toys in a corner. We'd play up there for hours.
All right, we're really going to be out of time. I'll take one final break and then maybe a question or two. It's 8:57 at WGIL. We're in our final couple of minutes of Galesburg Live. We might squeeze a few extra seconds into the program today. We have today's homeowner at 9 o'clock and then Silver Streaks girls basketball at 10:40, starting with the Streaks Invitational today. The Streaks take on Burlington. We'll have that for you this morning on WGIL. Another minute or two with Knox County Clerk Scott Erickson before I wrap things up and seed the calm, if you will, to our continuing time here at the Boatload of Toys Toy Drive for Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center live at Walmart in Galesburg. And this is not to repeat questions or anything, Scott, but like I said, if this doesn't warm your heart, I don't know what will.
I know. It's just like your heart grew three sizes that day, just seeing the boatload of toys here.
Yeah, that's fantastic. But again, you know, this will all be completely different by the time your little grandkid is ready for a serious toy business.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know how hard it is to be not to just body surf across the sea of toys there and.
Oh, geez. Eric Hansen, who just walked in, is now willing to play volleyball with Scott.
His toys were supposed to play.
As I mentioned, we do have to make sure that they're right for, you know, quality control purposes.
It is a safety issue, absolutely.
Exactly. All right, before we wrap up, you're welcome. Before we have a minute or two here, before we wrap up, Scott, how are things otherwise in the office? I know one of the last times we talked, at least maybe a year ago, you were working on digitizing records in the courthouse and things like that. How is that going? Are you still working on that sort
still,
of thing?
Yep, still working on it. It's a big project to take. There's a lot of records and things to do, and we've just added a new book scanner into our arsenal of weapons and tools. It's going to make the job a lot easier. So that just came in about a month or so ago. Oh, wow. So we're working on that. And
that was something I think you were trying to, at one point, outsource, and the county board wasn't really cool with that, so you started doing it in-house.
Well,
was that right?
They wanted to outsource it, and I wasn't cool with the cost.
Oh, I see.
It was
going
to cost us a tremendous amount of money, and I was still going to end up doing all the work.
Did it end up being, though, a difficult process to do in-house, though, regardless of cost?
It's just a slower process. Yeah. I mean, instead of shipping everything out and having someone do it, we're filling it in as time allows in the office, and we'll get it done. It's just a matter of time, but it'll be good.
All right. What else is happening in your office these days?
We're just gearing up. It's going to be election time before we know it. Absentee ballot stuff will be wrapping in here before the first of the year. It'll be just busy, crazy. And and then 2020 is just going to be, it's going to fly. 2019 flew by, and 2020 is going to fly by just even faster, I think.
I'm glad to hear you say, as you've talked during this hour, that regardless of political party affiliation, that you're all kind of working together in the courthouse and doing the work of the people. But that said, though, you know, you're involved in the Republican Party here in Knox County. Regardless of, you know, who's in office, if it had gone the other way in the presidential election, does it end up being difficult when you have, let's say, someone who, regardless of how you feel as president, that someone who's as vocal and as out there as the president is, does it get difficult kind of down for you folks at the local level, or are you able to just kind of say, hey, we're not them in a sense?
Right. Yeah, to be able to make that differential between what the federal level does and what the county level does and things. And it's a different thing. You haven't had a president that's been out and doing tweeting things like this and doing this. It's a different someone that's not out of the political mold. So
you're
it's
going to start doing tweeting and things like that now?
The county has a Twitter account.
Really?
Yeah, I think I've tweeted on it, whatever they call it, maybe once. And that was years ago. So
you tweeted on it once, didn't you?
Something like that. I don't know. And I don't even know. It may not have gone out. It may have just flopped.
In the drafts folder somewhere, yeah.
Who knows? But, no, we've got some of the social media things there. But with all the cybersecurity stuff, that issues that are going on, we've kind of scaled that back a little bit for safety.
You know, and I kid about you tweetering and things. But,
yes.
You know, you kind of, in addition to, like, the digitizing of the old records and things like that, all the county board meetings and all the agendas and the documents are all electronic and things like that. You've really kind of worked hard to continually modernize that office and how your end of county government works.
Absolutely. It's cost efficient for us to be able to cut the cost down from when we used to print out the board packets and stuff. It costs us $4 or $5 just to mail the board packet, let alone all the hours it take to build it. Now I can knock
those out.
That's
$4 or $5 taxpayer dollars
per board member, at times 15 board members times 12 months a year.
Yeah.
Adds up to a lot of money.
Sure.
And
does.
Now we've got everything down onto the iPads and uploading things. It makes it so much faster and so much more efficient and time saving.
Real quickly, what's on the horizon in the year ahead in your office?
We're going to work on hard to get through the election stuff, and we're going to work to make sure everything's going smooth and staying on top of our cybersecurity concerns with the elections and with court securities and everything. So it's going to be a busy year.
And you just finished up a role statewide, too.
Yeah, absolutely. I just finished. I was president last year, just this year, of the Illinois Association of County Officials. It's a parent organization of all the elected official affiliates in the state, and so I finished my term in November. They swore the new president in. So now I'm serving a year as president, immediate past president of that organization.
Was it emotional to have to pass your crown off to the new?
There was discussion about not passing the gavel. I almost did a little coup. I wasn't going to do a gavel in the new president, but wiser minds prevailed, and I went ahead and let the succession of power take place.
Imagine we can talk about that another time, but what was that experience for that, year or like?
It was amazing. It was a great group of organization to work with. All the county official groups coming together for common goals and being able to work on legislation and things was amazing. I was just an honor to be able to serve in the presidency for a year, and I look forward to helping them out as a past president as long as I can.
Well, Knox County Clerk Scott Erickson, you do a lot of work for our community in varying ways, including in your office, and we are very pleased and we're very thankful that you do as much as you do. And thanks so much for coming in this morning.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you very much, Will.